The next phase of LeBron James's NBA career has officially begun. On Monday, the former Cavs star signed a four-year, nearly $154 million contract with the LA Lakers. But is he really going to be happy in his new home? WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, James is used to teaming up with marquee players, but his new team is at best mediocre.
Right, if you roll back to when he went to Miami, what was the big three there?
It was LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh.
Right. And then what happened in 2014 when he came to the Cavs?
I mean, the Cavs already had Kyrie Irving, and then they got Kevin Love.
Right. And there was a promise made to LeBron that they could work a deal for Kevin Love because they knew this if they got LeBron to come. So Kevin Love was an all-star already. Kyrie was an all-star already. LeBron.
Right.
Again, a big three. This time, LeBron goes to the Lakers. And who have they brought in? Some of these names.
Rajon Rondo.
Who can't make a jump shot.
Lance Stephenson.
Sort of a bench player. He can shoot a little bit.
And then Lonzo Ball. I have heard of that name.
Yeah, they've had him. He's a really good ball handler, but he can't shoot from the outside. See, when LeBron likes outside shooters, because what he likes to do is drive to the rim, people collapse on him, and then throw it out to somebody to make a three-pointer. You could go all the way back to when he played at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. And in his freshman year, when the first state title LeBron won, he had a 5'2" little guard named Drew Joyce III, who would shoot the ball from down around his waist somewhere. They're like big rainbows. And they would go in. They played together for 4 years. Look at the Cavaliers, you know, surround them with Kyle Korver, you know, surround them with Channing Frye. But I keep looking at the Lakers and going, they're signing a bunch of role players who don't even particularly fit. They have a couple nice players, Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma, but this is going to be something else.
So how's this going to work? Because I know LeBron James likes to play with who LeBron James wants to play with.
I mean, clearly when LeBron went to L.A., it wasn't just that this is where I think I could win a title. LeBron wanted the Los Angeles, the market, the show business connection. But Amanda, he didn't want to lose. So here's what I anticipate will happen. Unless the Lakers can find a way to add another star between now and opening day, they'll start out slow. Things won't go well. And as we know, even when things are going fairly well, what happens to LeBron around January and February? What does his mood become?
Cranky.
Cranky LeBron, we've called it for years. So he's cranky to begin with at midseason, because frankly, by then he's ready for the playoffs to start. And if they're not winning, he's going to be pounding on Magic Johnson's door, who's running the team, saying, you got to get me some players. The coach, Luke Walton, who was a marginal player that played against LeBron and who basically is just a first-time coach with the Lakers the last couple of years. He has no championship rings or whatever as a coach. He's not going to have a lot of credibility with LeBron if things go poorly. So, and they may work through all of this, but the idea that LeBron's going to be pliable to whatever offense they want to run, this is going to be a lot of LA drama to watch. But it does show, Amanda, that LeBron's mind was in a different spot this time. Going from Cleveland to Miami the first time was about what for him?
Winning championships.
Yeah, he hadn't won any. Then he wins two. Then coming home to Cleveland was about what?
Winning one for Cleveland at least.
Yes. Mike Brown, his former coach with the Cavs, the first time around, I interviewed him for a story, and Mike said LeBron wanted to make things right because he knew he left the wrong way. So now we're on to Los Angeles part of his career with this weird roster of guys and a younger head coach. I wonder if he really will be able to basically take the pain of what this team could look like early.
Could they be trading for any big players?
They'll try. They've been trying. They'll continue to try. But I don't think anybody is real anxious about helping LeBron right now. I mean, if you're in the Western Conference, why would you want to trade anybody to the Lakers and make your life harder? You know, I never underestimate LeBron James. He can go through all this turmoil, all this drama, turn the roster upside down like the Cavaliers did a couple times when he was here, and still go deep into the playoffs.
Right.
Because he is LeBron James. But this time, he clearly didn't have the same assurances when he switched teams as he did the previous two.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the Cavs' young players taking center stage at the NBA's Summer League in Las Vegas.